Chapter 47. Fasts shall be feasts. Zechariah expressed his confidence that Zerubbabel should complete the temple and that nothing should interfere. Meanwhile, the Babylonian Jews, hearing of the erection of the sacred building, had sent presents of gold and silver. Zechariah, whose teaching was almost altogether in pictures and symbols, took some of the gold and silver and made two crowns, one for Joshua, the high priest, and one for Zerubbabel. It was a dangerous proceeding, almost a suggestion that the sovereignty of Persia was to give place to an independent Jewish sovereignty. He seemed already to expect the priest to become the real ruler, for his word was addressed to Joshua. "Behold the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of Jehovah, even he shall build the temple of Jehovah, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both." Under this great encouragement, the temple building went on amid high hopes of the little Jewish community in the unwalled city. Zechariah was permitted to see the completion of the temple. This event was full of meaning to the Jews. It seemed to them that Jehovah had really come back to dwell among his people. And yet, with all the great hopes kindled by the completion of the temple, one chief hope disappeared. We do not quite understand the course of events, but Zerubbabel's name suddenly drops out of the history. The prophets had expected that he would sit on David's throne as king. They had greatly hoped that the Persian government would be unable to maintain its supremacy, and that there would thus be an opportunity for Jewish independence. But Zerubbabel was evidently not a man of great force of character. It is quite possible that Darius heard something of the Jewish hopes and thought it well to recall a man who might be a pretender to the crown. At all events, Zerubbabel disappears, and Zechariah makes no further reference to the kingship. The later sermons of the prophet are of a simpler character than those containing the visions. A very important sermon was preached in connection with an interesting question that was raised soon after the completion of the temple. It had been the custom, ever since the temple was destroyed, to observe a solemn fast in the fifth month in commemoration of the dreadful event. The question arose whether that fast should still be kept. It was solemnly discussed by the priests and prophets. Zechariah had a clear, stirring message on the subject. He asked the people what had been the meaning of their fasts. Had they been only selfish? And then, with the true prophetic ring, he told them the kind of religious observances that Jehovah most desired. It was the same teaching that all the prophets had given. Previously, the people had failed to hear it, and the exile had been the result. "Thus saith Jehovah of hosts spoken, saying, execute true judgment, and show kindness and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the sojourner, nor the poor, and let none of you devise evil against his brother in your heart." But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears, that they might not hear. Even though the temple had been built and so much had been accomplished, there was still need for encouragement. Jerusalem was not yet a well-peopled city and was still far from prosperous, but Zechariah was very sure of the future blessedness of Zion. "Thus saith Jehovah, I am returned unto Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth and the Mountain of Jehovah of Hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof." The prophet believed that the poverty of Jerusalem had been altogether caused by the people's selfishness and sin, but he expected that the building of the temple would make a great change. "But now I will not be unto the remnant of this people as in the former days, saith Jehovah of hosts, for there shall be the seed of peace. The vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its increase, and the heavens shall give their dew, and I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. The basis for securing God's favor was perfectly simple. There was nothing difficult or strange. As every prophet had said, Jehovah would respond to any people who observed the ordinary moral conditions of life. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth with his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates, and let none of you devise evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith Jehovah. A people whose social life should be regulated by these simple ethical standards would have no need to keep mournful fasts. Zechariah told them with great exultation that they might change their fasts into feasts. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love, truth, and peace. This noble prophecy was not wanting in that universal note that was the highest reach of prophecy. Again and again the Jews fell into the error of supposing that the divine favor was for them alone. All the greatest prophets reminded them that they were to be the missionaries to the world. They looked forward to the day when the knowledge of Jehovah as the God of moral demand should be universal in the earth. Zechariah echoes this great hope as he declares, yea, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek Jehovah of hosts in Jerusalem, and to entreat the favor of Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations. They shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.